Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Georgie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland Police Commissioner Steve Golshewski has announced his intention to retire for ongoing cancer treatment after a stage 4 diagnosis last year, citing the complexity of the commissioner role and a need to prioritise family and health. His 46-year tenure will come to an end after working across organised crime, corruption, counter-terrorism and numerous natural disasters. On his September return from initial treatment, Golshewski said that he planned to be around for some time yet.
Brisbane's 2026 Bris Asia Festival will kick off on Friday to celebrate the Lunar New Year and welcome in the Year of the Horse. Running from Friday the 13th to Sunday the 22nd of February, the festival will bring cultural experiences, food, fireworks and music. The Year of the Horse symbolises energy, confidence and a forward momentum into the new year, with the community festival being described as bigger and bolder than ever.
In national news, a Sydney University-based institute has been accused of using AI while lobbying for funding for anti-gambling education programs. Independent Senator David Poddick raised concerns over the report from Our Futures Institute, stating that it appears to just be slop written by AI, with The Guardian's analysis finding the report contains 21 references with either broken or incorrect links, or one that cites papers that do not exist at all. The director of Our Future claims that the errors are due to a reference editing tool and that the claims in the report are still sound.
Illicit tobacco use in Australia has increased from about 1,350 tonnes consumed to 3,400 tonnes over 7 years. Wastewater samples were collected from 55 treatment plants across Australia, which service more than 50% of the population. University of Queensland researchers used these samples taken across Australia and found that whilst general tobacco use has declined, vaping and illicit tobacco rates have increased. Postdoctoral research fellow Dr. Zi Wang from the Queensland Alliance for Environmental Health Sciences said Australia was leading the world to reduce tobacco use through taxes and legislation, but there are some concerns this has led to an increase in illicit tobacco and vaping markets. The wastewater's analysis findings were referenced in the latest ITEC's commissioner's report into illegal tobacco trading, which estimated half of all tobacco products sold in Australia are now illicit.
In our happiest news of the day, a species of quoll once extinct in New South Wales has been discovered breeding in the wild thanks to the Taronga Conservation Program. A young Tudish, or Western Quoll, was found in protected regions of the Sturt National Park, believed to be the first wild-born of its kind in more than a century. In 2024, an initial 16 Taronga-bred Tudiches were released into the park's wild training zone, and in a new data collection, conservationists monitored and identified several new members of the animal's population, alongside a growing number of bilbies, proving the ongoing success of the program.
In international news, a number of investigations have been opened around the use of artificial intelligence in the medical industry. US university researchers recently reported that 60 medical devices utilizing AI were linked to 182 product recalls, twice that number of recall rates of all devices approved by the FDA. One device used to treat chronic sinusitis went from 7 reported malfunctions in 3 years to over 100 unconfirmed reports after the addition of AI. The FDA stated that due to losing key staff, they are struggling to keep pace with the number of new AI devices seeking approval. Other concerns have been raised around the use of large language models, are prone to hallucination in medicine, used by some to self-diagnose, and by professionals to annotate patient notes.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
And that's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.